Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hughesy, we have a problem. Monday nights on Channel 10.
My name is Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I've got problems. One of my problems at the moment is that my children and their friends are neither impressed or entertained by me, who is one of Australia's premier entertainers. When I'm reading a book to my kids at bedtime, they always say, can mum read it, Dad? You're crap at reading bedtime stories. And I go, did your mum open the last three Logies? Did your mum get invited to the Montreal Comedy Festival? No, she didn't. I did. Respect the way I entertain you. Their friends don't listen to me. They had some of my son's friends at home the other day. One of them was eating a chocolate Easter egg. Yes, I'm going, mate, can you make sure you get the chocolate in your mouth? Eventually I had to grab it off him and walk him outside. His mother was there as well, and I got in trouble off my wife. She said to me, you can't do that. I said, what? She said, you can't parent someone else's kid in front of them. I said, well, they weren't doing it. She said, it's not your place. I said, look around, it is my place. You're a great crowd. We're going to have a great show. Let's get to it. Australia's got problems. Welcome to Hughesy, we have a problem. It's a show where your problems become our problems. You've been sending us your problems, Australia, or most of you, or some of you have, and we'll take more, but we've got a lot already. And what we need is four of Australia's greatest problem solvers to get rid of the lot we've got. And we've got them. Here we go. Nazim Hussain. Sarah Harris. Sam Simmons. And fresh from the jungle, it's the Queen, Fiona O'Loughlin. But guys, we've got to start with Fiona. You are the queen of the jungle. You won that show. How do you feel now?
I feel so happy and peaceful, and I can't stop grinning, really.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Are you missing Bernard Tomic? I mean,
no, not a bit.
From day one, he basically said, I didn't think it was going to be like this, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like going on the Biggest Loser and going, oh, I thought you'd be an all-you-could-eat buffet. I mean, it's foolish. These problems have come in from real people, so we need real solutions. Here we go. This one's a video problem.
Hi, I'm Bev Gannon and I'm from Springwood, Queensland. My husband is a 24-hour phone addict. He uses it on the toilet. No newspaper there. He even uses it when he's brushing his teeth in the morning before going to work. He even took a phone call during our wedding vows. Hughesy, help. How can I get him to put his phone down?
Oh, right, so look.
She is intense, mate. I would be on my phone if she was talking to me.
No, don't clap that. We're not here to attack the poor people who are sending in problems. Now, there's a lot of people addicted to their phones. I think we need to discuss this first. I mean, including you, Nazim. I tried to talk to you yesterday in Canberra.
Yeah.
And you walked past me and I yelled at you and you didn't answer me. Why not?
Well, because you were yelling at me. So.
You didn't yell.
I'm a phone addict.
And you had your headphones on and you're missing life, mate. Your friend needed you yesterday.
I was actually on 10play.com.au watching Hughesy, We Have a Problem. So.
Now, Sarah, you've got two small children now. I mean, is a phone an issue for you?
It's the only way to get away from the little creeps, you know? Right.
Get
some time on my own. Yeah, absolutely. I'm a bit of a phone addict.
Yeah.
I was scrolling through Instagram when I was in labour.
You were bored during your own labour.
Even the pain wasn't entertaining
you. Well, between contractions, it's okay in between.
You had your baby in 2 hours.
Yes.
So whose phone
is it? I have a big vagina, all right?
Wow-wee. Oh, my goodness. I'm off.
You're off the grid.
I'm off socials.
Are you?
Yeah, totally.
Completely off socials.
Don't miss it at all, like at all.
So you don't, not at all, you're not on...
Imagine if you're at a buffet or something and, like, you're eating pumpkin every day and then suddenly pumpkin just disappeared.
you wouldn't miss it.
Yeah, but what if chips? You know, like, what if chips disappeared?
I remember pumpkin. No, well, I mean, if chips disappeared, I would notice if chips disappeared.
I think you should have used bread because that's more sort of universal. So Husey. Pumpkin was a bad start to your analogy.
Husey, we have a problem.
You know what we need to do right now, and we've got the technology to do this. We're going to ring the dude in this video. Yes, his name I believe is Wayne. Let's ring now. Oh, here we go. Shh.
Hello, this is Wayne Gannon.
All right, what we need to do is leave a message. Wayne, you're an asshole. 1, 2, 3.
Wayne, you're an asshole.
We told him to have his freaking phone on. Apparently, he always has it on, except for the one time we want to ring him. He had it on during his wedding vows. But usually, we've got a problem. No, fuck them. Anyway,
maybe he was on the toilet, he's screening. Because you can't answer. Like, you can scroll when you're on the toilet, but you can't
answer. You can answer on the toilet,
you can.
Depending on who it is.
You can definitely answer on the toilet.
Absolutely.
They know, they can hear the echo.
No, you've just got to talk during the plops.
And no flushing, you're not allowed to.
No flushing, no flushing. Let's move on, here we go. This one's come from Anonymous via Facebook. This is an actual problem. They don't want to be named, and I can see why. My boyfriend and I share a computer. Recently, I checked my internet search history and it was full of porn. Oh. I haven't confronted him about it yet. Should I?
I think when you're young and you start dating guys, like, because you all watch it, right, fellas? You all watch it.
Do you know, Dad?
You all watch it.
Do you know what? They don't.
No, and I have...
This is the truth of the matter.
They don't.
Everybody watches porn. And they don't.
No, I...
My husband never watched porn.
I don't even know what it is.
Scout's honour, I have given... I mean, I'm good at giving stuff up, we know that, yes? I've given up adult content. It's been about 3 years now. Yeah. I can get my phone out right now and there's nothing in it that is absolutely nothing. I can do that. Can everyone else on this panel do that,
yes.
Possibly?
Yeah.
I got nothing on it, but I do... I've got another device that I look at.
Why did you give up the pool?
Because I was wasting too much time on it. But you know what is great when you do have children who grab your phone all the time and they, you know, and my kids can do whatever they like on my phone. Not that, obviously, but they can't go to my internet history. They can go there and they won't see anything. So I'm going to do it right now. I'm just doing it. All right. Well, I think if we look at it on the screen, there you go. What have I got? NRL scores.
Very tawdry.
Very tawdry. That's something to do with the ACT, Canberra Times. My niece just bought a house. Now you know the address down there. An Uber. Yeah, so has anyone else got a phone? They don't know that I'm asking them to do this. So I see what Fiona's got here.
Definitely no porn on there. What is that?
This is what you've actually Googled.
Are you serious?
Yes, all right.
Okay.
Is Nicole Kidman
Oh, no, and I hate Fiona O'Loughlin.
I swear to God, we have not set this up. She's either a comic genius or a very sick woman. Well, is she going bald?
She is.
Sam's all right. Again, we have not set this up.
If you've got I Hate Fiona and Lachlan on there,
View Air Train e-tickets, Sydney Train, Sam Simmons. That's a Google search history of a 60-year-old backpacker. Actually, let's get an answer. What should she do? Should she confront her boyfriend or just let him do his thing, or what do you think, everyone?
Let him just do it.
Let him do his thing?
Yeah, it's totally fine.
Look, if she's very unhappy about the situation, of course she must confront him.
All right, so we're just going to say, yeah, you work it out. It's too hard for us. let's move on. This is a video problem from 19-year-old Maddie from Newcastle. Take a look.
Hi, I'm Maddie and I'm from Newcastle and I have a problem. My dad will eat a whole packet of chips, like the big bags, and then only leave about 5 chips in the corner and then put it back into the cupboard, and that's all that's left for the rest of my family. And he does it every time and we don't know how to stop it. Can you help us?
Well, you're 19, you could move out, mate. at his dad's house. Do you reckon Dad probably, Dad and Mum, I imagine, paid for the chips, fair to say?
Do you remember when you were at school and people were like, oh, give us a chip, and you'd hold the bag out and you'd, like, scrunch the top so they couldn't get their
hand. What about the kids didn't hold the bag out but just actually gave you a chip?
Meet it out.
That's what my children do to me, mate. They seriously do. They'll give me one chip from their bag.
Mate, they are raised poorly.
No, they're just... Sorry, it's my fault. Yeah, reasonable point you make there. Fiona, are you someone who, like, will you ever leave chips behind and, like, you know, leave them in the cupboard?
I have never, I don't think, bought a packet of chips.
Really?
Chips are just, I just miss the boat on chips.
That boat comes by pretty often.
Why would you buy something that dry and stick it in your mouth? It doesn't make any sense to me. I think I've kept silent about this for far too long.
What's the last dry thing you've had in your mouth? What's going on? You ever got salt and vinegar in the eye? You know when you're, like, shaking out the bag? You're like, oh, I'm trying to get the last bit out. And it gets in the eye and it's all stingy.
I've never known.
Are you talking about chips?
You ever ripped open the foil?
So what we're saying here is, I believe, this is what my solution is, that Dad buys his own chips, kids fend for themselves, yeah? Now, we have an audience member with a very, very interesting problem. We're going to welcome her to the set right now, or to that chair, in fact. Give it up, everyone, for Georgie. Now, I've been told to get some cups out here, so I'm going to get them out. And Georgie, welcome, Georgie.
That there, thank you.
Hello, we'll sit down. All right, we've got six cups for everyone. We're going to have a cup of tea, apparently. So keep moving, Nazim. Come on, mate. All right, so we're pouring some tea here. So everyone, are we saying have some tea?
You can. I'm not going to have any.
All right,
have some tea.
All right, we're having some tea.
Have enjoy it.
That's actually really tasty. It's hit the spot.
Yep.
So why do we do that, Georgie? What's your problem?
Well, that's my father.
Your father. That is your father.
I may need to explain this.
We're not drinking his ashes, are we? No.
Okay. About a year ago, my gorgeous father died. And, you know, we had him cremated, like a lot of people do. And, you know, you often get him put in an urn, or we had a cardboard box.
Yes.
A tube. So my mother got a bit attached to it, and we thought, we've got to take some action here and organise, you know, scattering the ashes soon.
Yeah.
She then called me and said, look, I've about to send you a picture of a teapot I've had commissioned. And I said, great, lovely. She goes, I'm glad you like it, because it's being made out of 3 teaspoons of your father's ashes.
So your father is in this teapot?
Well, he gave 3 teaspoons to a ceramicist, who then mushed it up with the clay and porcelain and turned him into a fucking teapot.
And so what is the problem with your dad being a teapot?
Well, I mean, now we... There's a few problems here. But one of them is that when we go over to Mum's house now, she says, come and have a cup of tea with your father. We are like, yeah, no thanks, yeah. To which all the grandkids are, like, completely creeped out about it. My teenage daughter's like, no thanks. In fact, at a family gathering, Mum was saying, I don't know who's going to inherit this, but I'm thinking Simon, the eldest, might get it. And we're all like, hands down, no one wants it. Right? And my daughter then just says, well, maybe when you die, Granny, we can turn you into a cup and saucer.
Yeah.
So we're going to end up with a whole family tea set, apparently on the milk jug.
Well, we've got a photo of your dad.
Yeah. There we go. It's my gorgeous dad.
He's a handsome man, isn't he?
Was he a fan of teabagging?
He knew what it was.
Oh, come on, guys. Oh, hang on. Sarah, I want you to know, there's something about professional comedians. They're leaving because they're angry they didn't think of that, all right?
Appreciate it, though. Thank you.
No, but did he like tea?
Yeah, but he didn't want to be turned into a teapot. This is the problem.
I want to have a look at your mum as well on their wedding day. We've got a photo here.
That's just nice, yes.
Well, look at the happy. Your dad, who I have met, he came to my show one night.
Last comedy show he saw.
The last comedy show he ever saw was my show. Yeah.
Good one, Dave.
Did he enjoy it though? Didn't he?
He did.
So he's a fan of mine.
I can't believe you're searching for affirmation from this lovely woman's dead father in a teapot.
It just makes it taste sweeter to me.
So Denise Drysdale, who is a co-host on the show that I
host. Dead?
No! She's not, but she has her parents, her mum and dad, in a salt and pepper shaker, which she takes on her travels. She does a lot of cruising, and she pops down to the buffet with mum and dad.
But, like, sprinkles them in. They're in there.
No. Oh. That would be
no, but she's not sprinkling them on her food. I mean, we haven't... The ashes aren't in there. We're not eating. We're not drinking these ashes.
He's actually just made... He's part ceramics of the ceramic thing. Yes, it's art.
Do you know the thing I've got the most problem with is it's a really ugly teapot.
Oh, thank you.
It's a bit Katoomba.
To our audience in Katoomba.
What was your dad's name?
David.
David.
Mm. My name's David.
This is getting spooky.
But your daughter doesn't want to... She doesn't want to drink out of that, does she?
No.
No. No. So who is her favourite person in the world, your daughter?
At the moment, there's some rapper guy called X Station.
And that's him, apparently, so...
That is him.
So we've got a teapot that she can possibly drink out of.
Now, she'll adore that.
Is your daughter a fan of mine as well?
Oh, yes.
I think we should all have a toast to David.
Yes, that's
the wonderful man that is David. Can we toast to David?
To David.
You can toast
to David.
You've
not had a cup of tea out of...
No. I can do that, but I'm not drinking.
Have you never drunk out of... You've never drunk out of David?
This is why I'm on the show. This is a problem.
Well, I think if you just take one taste of Dad... No, that's not weird. That is not weird.
All yours. Enjoy.
Well, I'm going to have two doses of Dad.
Please do.
To all our dearly departed, no matter where they are.
To David.
Yeah? To David.
To David.
And to my dad, Desmond. And Nazim, is your dad around?
My dad's around, and to him anyway.
Sarah, is your father with us?
No, my dad's dead. Thanks for bringing it up.
After the break, celebrity with a millennial problem. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for your next favourite podcast? Why don't you head over to Short Black with me, Sandra Sully. I talk to all kinds of amazing women who are making a difference.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to Husey. We have a problem, the show that knows everyone has problems, including celebrities. And we've got a big celebrity problem coming up right now. Can we welcome to the stage... fashion guru, Alex Perry. Thank you, Alex.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, mate.
Now, it is hard to believe someone so successful as you could have problems, but apparently you do.
Yeah, look, as you get bigger, you sort of employ more people. And, like, I like to get people on, you know, when they start into a company, you've got to get somebody younger to do that, which means that you have to look at millennials. And when they're great, they're amazing, but it's trying to figure out which ones are, because in a lot of it, they come in and they think they're amazing already.
Yeah.
And you might be, but you've got to prove that you are. Like, you know, when you... parents tell you can do anything you want.
This is the problem, isn't it?
No, I think it is. And
so millennials are too... They're too mollycoddle.
Oh, they're too confident.
Their parents are telling them they're too...
You can do whatever you want, but they've missed that bit of information that says you have to work or you've got to show me that you're special. Or it's not just come in thinking, I am special. You know what I mean?
Are you smuggling a couple of millennials up your shirt? There you are. You are so ripped.
I'm good now. I reckon I can go.
But what can you bench?
90 kilos?
90 kilos.
Wow, that's incredible.
I only weigh like 73, so you could bench me.
Easy.
The problem is, should Alex continue to hire millennials, right? So that's the problem we've got to try to answer here.
Yeah.
But wouldn't the answer for you be to use internships?
They're not paid, so they actually really don't care.
Wouldn't you then find... Mm. Surely with an internship, you'd find what rose to the top.
In my experience, no. We almost hired a girl recently who did, like, amazing in the interviews, said all the right things. And just before we hired her, one of the girls that worked said, hang on, we haven't checked her socials yet. So we went onto her Instagram. And it was like a soft porn site. Like, she was stripping her clothes off in the fitting rooms, taking, like, Kardashian kind of selfies and, like, almost it really inappropriate stuff. So, but before that, she was amazing. And it would have been fantastic.
So inappropriate selfies from millennials.
Well, that's one
of the
problems.
Let's have a look. So that's what you've just said, though. Yeah, millennials.
No, wait,
we've investigated your social media. Let's have a look just quickly.
No, go for it.
Here's one of yours. Now, is that inappropriate?
Now, yeah, but I'm not employing me.
All right.
I'm not giving me a job.
Yeah, but you're the boss of you. So, yeah, all right. My God. That is a man spread. One more. Let's have a look at this. All right. So,
wow.
Okay, I get your point.
What I'm saying is that I'm just
somehow this is not about me.
Yeah, well, let's make it about you for a minute. Come on.
Okay, right.
How do you do that pout, man?
What?
That pout.
Just get it injected in, and it stays like that all the time. You don't have to worry about it.
I feel like old people just can't hack confidence from young people. You just want us young people to just be all like,
what's your definition of old?
I know. I see where this is going. But okay, also, so like, old people actually like a little bit of substance behind the confidence.
Yeah, but she was taking sexy selfies. Because you were doing that, she was probably trying to impress you. And you were disappointed, she's probably really confused. I think you're sending the wrong message.
Right now, a millennial is taking you on
work time, going into my fitting room, stripping off to a G-banger and touching herself.
Mate, I don't think that's like...
Wait, she wasn't touching herself, was she?
No, she was.
What's a G-banger? she was touching herself.
The problem is,
G-string, they call it these days, Sam.
Anyone born after 1980 apparently is a millennial.
Yeah, right.
Did you know that?
So you're
a millennial.
Yeah.
No, but it's more the ones that are 23, 24. Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know how to sift through that.
We had a work experience girl here at Channel 10 who on her first day asked when she was doing Sandra Sully's makeup for the news.
I respect that.
No, she's going to work
well. We had a girl walked in and said, like, carrying a Fendi handbag and said, I'd like to work in the publicity department. It's like, honey, you're going to be in the make Alex a cup of coffee and vacuum his office department to start off in publicity.
What do you want her to say? Hey, I really want to just clean toilets for the rest of my life. Woo! Like, what kind of...
Yeah, but I remember...
want to hire someone like that?
How about hiring some older Australians? We know that Australia is graying...
Yeah, like on Qantas, like all the air hostesses, they're all really old. And they work really hard.
They're going to give Nazeem really good service from now on.
60% of my team are over 60.
Yeah.
And they're amazing.
Well, let's finish off. So millennials, should they keep applying for Alex Perry jobs?
That's not the question.
All right, we've got to move on.
I've had this. I'll see you later.
Thank you, Alex. Now... guest problem time. You guys have been doing a great job helping others, but we know that people on this panel have problems. We've seen some of them already, but... Sam Simmons, you've got a problem.
Mm.
What is it? Apart from everything that we can see. What's your issue, Sam?
Mine's just personal space and contact. So hugging, I don't like having to hug hello all the time. I don't like putting X at the end of stuff. I don't like holding hands. I don't like any form of that type of intimacy. You know, just having a hug. Why are we all hugging?
Yeah, that's really come in, hasn't it? And it's the bro hug, isn't it? What's it called?
I feel very uncomfortable because I've been hugging you for years and I gave you a hug yesterday.
Like, you're part of the problem, not the solution.
Yeah, totally. What's wrong with hugging, though? Like, don't you like people?
I do, but not like people I don't really know that well.
I've known you for years, bro.
No, I'm not talking about you.
I don't want to hug you. I don't want to hug anyone.
Exactly. People lean in for hugs too much. I hugged a man at 7-Eleven the other day for no reason. No reason whatsoever.
I don't reckon you should have to hug. I really don't think you should. But if you were going to hug, Nazeem, you hug.
No, not anymore. That's it.
You're a hugger. I'd like a hug from you.
I'll give her a hug. Give Sarah a hug.
You're not going to make it weird at all.
It's so awkward.
Your hand, no. Where it is right there is on her bra strap.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean it.
She's a mother of two.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to get your head behind us.
Do you guys want hugs? Huggies.
Come on, give him a hug.
He needs a hug. You better give him one.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, beautiful moment.
He He does sort of look like he should be driving a panel van giving out hugs and puppies.
Fiona O'Loughlin, you have a problem.
A conundrum.
What is it?
Well, I am single.
Yes.
And I've only been on one date and it's absolutely disastrous. And now I'm thinking, is it even worth it? Like, somehow I want to get married again. Or
one date in 8 years?
One date, and it was 4 years ago. So it's so terrible. It still taking me this long to come to terms.
Was it a blind date?
It was a blind date.
So the dog or the stick, what was the offensive? Well,
But the weird thing is, I don't really want a boyfriend. I certainly don't want another husband.
You want
I just
companion.
Want a companion. How do you get a companion?
Just get a bloody dog. Golden retriever.
You want to be able to talk to your companion, don't you? Would you go on a dating app?
Could I say that and just go, but I don't... Well, I'm frigid, you see. That's the thing.
You're frigid.
Yeah, really frigid.
You're frigid, Bridget.
You have five kids. It means I don't want to have sex.
Ever again?
No.
Fiona. Fiona.
I think I should marry you. Like...
You don't want to have sex either.
I'm not sexy either.
I really don't. I would so much rather laugh.
Well, you should just become a nun and marry Jesus.
Surely you still want to have some sex. I don't want to get creepy, but you must want to have some sexy times.
Well, I don't know what I'd do. Like, it's been so long. Like, it'd be embarrassing. And sex is awkward. You've got to take your pants off.
Yeah, but you can have the light
out. I'd rather eat a Toblerone, quite frankly.
So I don't want to sound weird here, but you're intelligent, you're funny.
You'd think I could have someone to hang out with.
Oh, you're bloody stunning. You know what we need to do for you, and I think this network needs it more than anything, is what I'm about to present to you. Take it away. If it happens, we know how popular you are from the jungle. If this happens, you remember old Uncle Hughesy, all right? So, let's move on.
Or we could go to another network, if this one doesn't happen, and you could do, like, Fiona Fucks a Farmer.
All right, a couple of options right there. We've got to move on. Nazeem, what's going on?
Well, I've been recognised a little bit lately. Not even as Waleed Ali this time.
You do get recognised as Waleed Ali, don't you?
Yeah. And sometimes people ask me about my articles, and I just say, you know, you got to write from the heart.
Waleed, host of the project, who write for the Age and the Sydney Morning Herald.
Uh-huh.
They should know him really
they
well.
Should know him. They?
Let's have a look at just what something. I think if we can get up there. So, Waleed Ali joins the project in the Age, and who's the photo of?
There's only like a couple of brown people on television. Anyway.
Well, what was there anyway? What's
white people, you know? Anyway. Someone spoke to me about the mix-up between me and Waleed saying, I can't believe they did that. That's ridiculous, Waleed. And they legitimately thought...
But I was Waleed.
So this didn't happen this time. I walked into a cafe and the guy recognised me and I was like, okay. And he comes up to me and he hands me a bag and he says, Uber Eats?
Yeah. He thought you were the Uber Eats driver.
I was an Uber Eats guy. And I said, nah, table for one. And he goes, oh, no, sorry about that. Sometimes Uber Eats guys come in holding mobile phones. That's what I thought. And I said, everyone else here is on their mobile phone. You can use them as well. So I said, it's not because I'm holding a mobile phone, is it? It's because I'm holding this on my face, isn't it? And he goes, nah. I go, yeah. He goes, nah. I go, yeah. He goes, yeah, kind of. And he goes, sorry, man, I'm really sorry. You know, it's just sort of ingrained. I can't help it. I'm really sorry. I said, I'm just kidding. I am Uber Eats. And I took the bag and I went, if you're brown, give it a go. Give it a go. You get free food. That's the perk of being brown, you know?
I get discriminated against a lot.
What for?
Well, my look in general. Like...
Well, you should hang around primary school, Sam.
Well, that's exactly where I was going. That's what happened. And it doesn't matter. Like, if I just, like, emerge, like, through a hedge...
You do have that look.
In school or playground, people just, like, families scatter. I cop it, brother.
Well, Mario, for a moment.
You need to, you need to have people with you, don't you? They need to be context for you, because if you're on your own...
That's awful, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's if you've got a family with you, well, then he's okay.
You should
these
carry
love
some
him.
Kind of card.
Yeah, but something's going to...
And stop wearing those shorts that I saw you in this morning.
Yeah, those shorts...
You were sitting on stairs in shorts.
Yeah, no, it was a bad look. Sarah got out of the car, yeah. And I was like, oh, hi.
You are the type of guy to, you know, accidentally on purpose flash ball bags at
people.
What do
you mean accidentally on purpose? As if I'm getting, like, I'm like, oh, it's eyes I hope you, buddy, got a look at my scallops. Well, that's making me happy.
Guys, this is Nazim's problem, not whether Sam... not whether Sam looks like a sex pest. So what should Nazim do,
well,
basically?
I don't even know if it's a problem anymore.
I need to embrace it, mate. My name is in the title because I have more problems than anyone. At the start of the show, I talked about the fact that I'm having trouble entertaining my children and their friends. They're not at all impressed by me, their friends aren't impressed, and my children don't think that I'm entertaining. So I believe this is a video that my wife has sent in of my three children. We've got Rafferty, Sadie and Tess talking about Dad. Let's have a look at that.
Hi, Dad. So, you know we love Bob. But not when you're reading. We go too fast.
And we can't really understand, plus you don't put much expression in.
I think you could do better.
I mean, they're just harsh at me the whole time. It's just really, it's hard to take, guys. I want to be the dad who they go, wow, Dad's home.
It's never going
to
happen. You know why? Because you're the dad. Always going to be in this position with the kids. Mum's always going to be better.
Mum's the hero. It's just the hero. When she goes to the shops, I can go away for a month and I don't care. She's at the shops. Where's Mum? She's at the shops. How long will she be? 10 minutes. It's the worst day of our lives. Which I don't like it, guys. I need some help. You know, I'd love to be a great children's entertainer.
I'm with you.
You want to be a children's entertainer? I don't understand what's going on here. You've monopolised the whole bloody entertainment market. Now you're getting on Play School as well. Like, what are you doing?
We just want more. It's not about the kids.
No, it's the kids are part of it, but I would love to entertain, because I'd love to be like this lot. Have a look at this lot.
Ah, see it, Jimmy Giggle!
The Gigglemobile, the Gigglemobile.
I'd love to be Jimmy Giggle. Who wouldn't love to be Jimmy Giggle?
Would you really love that life?
I would love that life. I'd love that life so much. Give it up for Jimmy Roo! Jimmy, good to see you, mate.
Good to see you too.
Now, we want to talk children's entertaining and how to entertain children. You've been doing it for a long time with Hoot, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been 8.5 years now.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, being a bit crazy. But, you know, I was thinking about this when you asked me to come on, and I thought there's a few things that children entertainers do, and they're very animated. My eyebrows go a bit crazy, so maybe we can practice this.
Well, I'm telling you, I've got crazy eyes,
don't I? Yeah, you've got to be colourful.
You look like you're having a stroke.
See?
I do that. I've watched this show back, and one eye does its own thing. Yes.
You've got to be a bit crazy. We've done that. You've got to be colourful, smoke and mirrors sort of colourful. You've got to have an annoying voice, so I think...
Yeah, oh, thank you, Jimmy. I've been roasted by Jimmy Giggle. Now, Jimmy, I've actually written a children's book with my wife, and
it's a
shameless plug. It's available right now. It's been a bestseller, guys. Hasn't really made any noise about that.
There's no sticker on it that says that.
Jimmy, it's not a competition, mate.
Sorry.
When I come on Giggle and Hoot, you can roast me, but you're on my show. So, yes, my wife actually wrote it, to be honest, and I've just put my name on it.
Is this about farts?
It's about a farting sheep, a flatulent sheep.
Well, there you go.
And the sheep is so well-mannered that she keeps the farts in and then floats away.
Oh. It's beautiful.
That's hilarious. It's a bit of a spoiler.
Her name, I know, well, all right. I'm sorry for everyone who wanted to... I'm sorry. It's not like I just, you know, gave up the Da Vinci Code.
Well, so there's a narrator and then there's the sheep.
All right, so you narrate it and I'll be the sheep, all right?
And then maybe we can swap.
I think we'll do it my way. All right, well, no, we'll swap. All right, I'll start narrating and you be the sheep and then we'll, yeah, right.
Okay.
Martha May had marvellous manners.
Good day.
She always spoke politely.
Thank you.
She never chewed with her mouth open.
I mean...
He's good.
It says Munch.
Very good.
Michael Winslow with me, basically. That was incredible. Do that first bit again.
It's not that hard. Give it a shot.
Give it a shot, Izzy.
Go on.
That sounds like he's having a stroke.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder your kids hate it when you read it.
All right, go. You got to sell it more.
Sell it more, Izzy.
Mate, we saw a lot of this. She covered her mouth when she coughed or sneezed. God, that was cute, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was adorable.
Can I try to do that?
Yeah, go on. Be adorable.
It's like you farted from your mouth.
All right, we'll do one more. After lunch, Martha May's tummy kept on... I've moved forward.
Well,
every single night they want to read books forever and it's boring as shit.
He just skipped three pages and didn't tell me.
All right, we'll put Giggle and Hoot on and Mum can read another time, all right? What a legend. Give it up for Jimmy Ray. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Well, we will solve your problems next at full speed. It's Yes or No Problem.
I'm Angela Bishop, and for the past 30 years, I've been lucky enough to interview some of the funniest, loveliest, and zaniest celebrities around. There have been some cracker interviews, but what you see on TV is usually just a fraction of what's actually recorded. I've been looking back on some of my favourite interviews from the last 3 decades, and you're in for a treat. You're going to hear the best bits, worst bits, edited, unedited, all with a bit of a backstory from me. Find out what went off before the cameras went on. This is Starstruck with me, Ange Bishop.
Welcome back. We're almost out of time, but there's always more problems. So it's yes or no round. It's quick fire. Just think it, say it, and let's move on. Yeah, we ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Karen has emailed, my kids come to seem to flush the toilets. Should I make it a Mexican standoff and not flush as well so they get how disgusting it is, yes or no? Oh.
No, that would make it worse. Because I'm of the opinion if it's yellow,
let it
mellow.
Brown, flush it down.
So, you know, if it's just wee, just...
Absolutely.
See, Alex Perry was like, he left one in the dressing room. I didn't want to bring it up. It was the size of a long neck.
You got muscles like that. You can only imagine his sphincter's also got muscles on it, so... All right, let's move
That's
on.
That's not true. That's not true,
no,
by the way.
No, we know it's not good true. Right. If he left one, it'd be a design and I'd take it home and put it on the wall, so... Sam is age 15, right? So I think my dad loves our dog more than he does any of us kids. Should I confront him, yes or no?
Run the dog over.
Run the dog over.
So nice.
Yeah, that's a mother of two children who's not getting much sleep right now. So Gwen writes, when my relatives come to visit me, they expect me to get them a cup of tea. I'm 75 and over it. Should I point them in the direction of the kettle?
Absolutely.
Yes. God,
tea, lazy bastards. All right. Rex has emailed, sometimes I fake my wife's signature when I'm filling out forms. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yes, you can sharing is caring. Zara's message, my friend posts long emotional Facebook status updates. I'm sick of reading them. Should I unfriend them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anyone left who just goes to work, comes home, pays the bills and shuts the fuck up?
Good point. Ben writes, my mum is putting on weight, is buying her a membership to a Fernwood gym offensive.
Yeah,
get mum working.
No, that's fine.
It's just caring for your mum.
Absolutely. We don't want mum to die of a heart attack. Yeah. Put down the donuts, mum, and start pumping that iron. You too can look like Alex Perry. He looks fantastic. All right. Thea writes, there's been an O-bike out the front of my apartment for 3 weeks. Can I chuck it in the river?
Yeah.
That's where the rest of them are, aren't they? Yeah.
Don't do that.
That's stealing.
Apparently they cost $7 to produce those O-bikes.
$7?
$7, that's what they cost.
Chuck it in the river.
They're very bad. They're bad for rivers. You shouldn't put bikes in rivers.
No.
Don't do it in the river.
Elise has emailed, my colleague who's always sick and won't stop coughing near my desk. Should I buy him a face mask?
Yes.
Adam says, my girlfriend and I are watching The Crown on Netflix. She gets home from work earlier than me and keeps skipping ahead. Is this grounds for a breakup?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. We watch Family Guy together, me and my wife. We love Family Guy.
Same.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it? Who do you watch it with, Fiona?
Myself.
Not when we do The Bachelor. Guys, that's our show. Yes, have you loved it? You have, haven't you? We've solved so many problems. Please thank my problem-solving superheroes, Nazeem Hussain, Sarah Harris, Sam Simmons, Yana Lachlan, Alex Perry, Jimmy Reed, Jimmy Giggle. You've been amazing. It's Husey. I'm Husey. See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.